Blake Sutton from Whole Hog Sports. I'm here with Scotty Bordelon. We're out here at day 10 of Arkansas fall football practice. And once again, the rain has driven us inside lovely Barnhill Arena. They're nice enough to let us use this place to work, but be careful out there. We've had some flash flooding reports, and looks like rain's not supposed to let up until Thursday or Friday.
Canceled my softball games again for a fourth straight week.
That's a bummer. What did not get canceled today was football practice with Chad Morris. He said he wanted to get out in the elements. He said he relishes opportunities to practice in the kind of adverse weather conditions. Mm-hmm. What'd you think about that today?
Yeah, he wanted to get some just some wet ball situations in, some wet ball work in, and it doesn't matter, like, if it's 90 degrees outside, he wants it to be hotter. Mm-hmm. He wants the guys to be out there longer. Today it was raining, kind of sporadic. Like, it was really hard when we showed up this morning, and it kind of lightened up a little bit, I thought, about halfway through the viewing period that we had, and then it poured the last few minutes. And he said a few minutes ago that he wished that it would have rained harder for longer. So it's just, it's always, he wants those guys to see, like, the extremes of things. So I guess, so when they get to the first game week, it won't be so tough on them.
Right. Yeah, it's probably good practice. You know, you never know what the weather can do in Arkansas or, you know, the South.
Yeah, no kidding.
Something I saw today that really was dazzling to the eye was a play of Malik Williams in the period that we were allowed to watch. Yeah. He had a couple of really good plays. He had a really long run where he kind of showed off his speed and got to the edge and beat a lot of people for a 10 or 12 yard run. And then I think maybe a couple snaps later, the rain did affect the snap, and Cole Kelly didn't get a good snap. Malik Williams picks up the ball and gets about 5 yards out of it.
Yeah, he's really impressed me, and, you know, Chad mentioned him on media day that he thinks that Malik is a guy that nobody's really talking about, and since he said that, we've seen Malik running with the twos and the threes, and he's looking really good, I think. And, you know, we mentioned it last week, he's got some progression here, he's got some progressing to go with his catching the ball out of the backfield. But he runs angry. He runs mad. And he runs with a purpose, I think. And the run that you mentioned, where he picked up 10 or 12 yards, was really patient, and he kind of waited until he found a hole, and he stretched the play out. And then when he found the hole, he exploded through it. And I think he got about 10 or 12 yards and looked really good. And then the play you were talking about, where the snap was really bad, Dylan Hayes, you know, was running second team center today. He had a pretty terrible snap. I don't think Cole ever touched the ball.
No.
I don't think the ball ever got to Cole. So it went straight to Malik, who was standing to Cole's left, and he just picked it up and took it to the right side for 3 or 4 yards, made something out of nothing. And that's really valuable. Even when you make a busted play, a play that's technically it shouldn't go for, like, you don't deserve for that play to get gained yardage, but Malik turned it into something. And so I think they really like what they're seeing out of him. If he can keep progressing with his pass catching out of the backfield, I think he's going to be a real threat.
Yeah. You know, that's a really heads up play, and it's also just practice, and there's probably a few running backs out there that if they see a bad snap, they just kind of say, oh, the play's over.
Right.
You know, that was just a bad snap.
It may just fall on it, but Malik, I don't think that was in Malik's mind at all.
Yeah. Yeah, he turned something out of nothing, so good to see that. A little injury update on Jeremy Patton. He was back in the boot today at practice. We had a trash bag covering it up to keep it dry. Smart move, I guess.
Right.
Chad had a little to say about that in the press conference.
He thinks that they really caught a break with Jeremy Patton, and Patton's been running with the ones at tight end alongside Austin Cantrell and CJ O'Grady, and some of the other guys are running twos and threes. So I always thought that Jeremy Patton had the potential to be one of the best tight ends that Arkansas has had. You know, I thought he had the frame for it, had the ability. I mean, he was a really highly regarded guy at a junior college, and he's got the frame, and the footwork, I thought, and just didn't work. It didn't work real well last year for him. So pretty a little bit of a scare yesterday. Jeremy said that he told – or Chad said that Jeremy told him that he felt like he got kicked in the back of the leg. Mm-hmm. And so maybe just that little whip that he got from the back of his leg was enough for was just enough to keep him out and be a little cautious with him. It was an ankle. It was an ankle issue, yeah. Not a knee. So that's a little bit of a positive for them, because right now Arkansas really can't afford for any more guys to go down. So he thinks he might get Jeremy Patton back in about a week or so. They're being, like with a lot of their banged up guys, they're being a little cautious with him.
Speaking of guys that have been dinged up, Randy Ramsey, we saw him back out there today. What'd you see out of him?
Yeah, he was working at first team right end. And Michael, that was a spot Michael Taylor was playing last week when Randy was kind of dealing with that right hamstring issue. Randy was wearing a sleeve on his right leg that went down about, I mean, it was just basically just a knee wrap or a sleeve. So, he went through the live work today, tackling and all. So
yeah,
he looked like he was favoring it a little bit, but I guess it's a pretty big positive for him to be back out there so quick.
Yeah. Well, there is rain on the forecast again for tomorrow on Wednesday. Maybe Chad will get his wish and it'll be raining even harder tomorrow.
Let's hope it doesn't, though.
Right. I'd kind of like to stay dry out there. But for Scotty Bordelon, I'm Blake Sutton. We're with Whole Hog Sports. Be sure to stick with us for all your coverage from Razorback football practice. Thanks for watching.